It's Unsung Heroes Day here at MyFM, and I am now joined by Randy Snyder, volunteer with Sandy Pines Wildlife Center. Now, Randy, can you tell me a little bit about how you got started with Sandy Pines?
Well, as you can imagine from Lori's story, that I was brought along on a lot of these excursions over to Sandy Pines. And now I haven't involved myself with the animals, but I've involved myself more with providing them with things that they need there. And one thing they need lots of is leaves. And we have several big trees around our house that drop tons of leaves every year. So I was always having the kids help me rake up leaves and bagging them. And we would bring them over because they use them for bedding for a lot of the animals through the winter months when leaves are not available. And they can discard the ones that are soiled, and they have bags and bags of leaves that they can replace the bedding with. Over time, I ended up getting involved with supplying medical supplies, surplus medical supplies. Sue gets lots of donations to Sandy Pines Wildlife Center from various sources, to the point where she is a surplus of things that they can use, and they don't have enough room to store things. So this is where I sort of came in, as I was going, well, I can find a home for this. So I searched around and found different places that we could repurpose those items. So I got connected with Firefighters Without Borders. And Firefighters Without Borders supplies medical supplies to poor countries down in the Caribbean. I just feel good that I'm redirecting stuff away from landfill, and that I'm able to take what they can't use at Sandy Pines and see it go to good use instead of ending up in the trash.
Have you come across any challenges while volunteering?
A big challenge volunteering? I don't think that I found, well, initially there was a challenge of finding a place for all this stuff, but now that I have places to go with it, I'm quite happy with how things are going.
What's an accomplishment you would say you were most proud of?
I don't know. I'm pleased that I'm finding a purpose for the surplus items that they have delivered there, that so they don't end up going in the garbage. It is very rewarding to think that somebody is going to get some value out of using these medical items that otherwise would have ended up in the landfill. So I feel really good about that. I think that's a huge accomplishment, and it always feels good to drop off a truckload of this stuff somewhere and see it sent off somewhere where it can be useful for somebody.
Well, thank you for joining us today, Randy, and thank you for all the work you do behind the scenes at Sandy Pines.